During the manifest Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this was the house of Chandrasekhar and his wife Malati. Malati was the younger sister of Sachimata, the mother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They had no children. They were the uncle and aunt of the Lord. After Jagannath Mishra disappeared from this world, Chandrasekhar Acharya and Malati took the responsibility to take care of both Sachi Devi and Lord Chaitanya, who was at that time a small child. When Lord Chaitanya returned from Gaya and began his Sankirtan Leela, it was at Srivasangam and here at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya that he would perform his kirtans throughout the day and throughout the night. At one time, the Lord arranged to have a drama performance here, where he ordered Budhimanta Khan to utilize his wealth to arrange for the different props and costumes. And during that drama performance, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in the mood of the Goddess of Fortune. In fact, he manifested the bhavas, so the ecstasies of the various forms of the pleasure potency of the Lord. He was so much absorbed in his role that his own mother, who was in the audience, asked Srivas, "Who is that?" When they said, "That is your son," she fell unconscious. In the ecstasy of Rukmini, Lakshmi, Sri Radharani, and the gopis of Braja, he was weeping in the spirits of separation. Thus he melted the hearts of his devotees. This drama was to be performed throughout the night, and it was to end at the time of the sunrise. The devotees were so much absorbed in transcendental happiness, seeing the Lord and his associates performing their divine ecstasies, that when the sun began to rise, they were so upset that they looked at the sun with such anger that it appeared that they were going to burn the sun to ashes by their glances. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur made this his headquarters. He called this Brajapatana, which means the place where the pastimes of Braja are manifested. The place where we are sitting now was his bhajan kutir. Later on, it was also made into the samadhi mandir of His Holiness Srila Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, one of his very prominent disciples. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur took that vow to chant 1 billion names of Krishna, where he continuously chanted for approximately 10 years, day and night. And between the Yoga Pita and here, this is where he performed that tapasya. It was also here that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur accepted the sannyas ashram. Srila Prabhupada, our Bhaktivedanta Swami, would often come here to meet his beloved Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. When Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj left this body, his samadhi was made in Kulia, which is today's Navadweep. But because of the rise of the Ganga, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and his followers moved the body of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj and placed him in samadhi just to our left. So we are very short of time because all of the different darshans close at 7:30. But I'll give you a brief tour now, and then we can all have kirtan through the various holy places of Brajapatana. On this side is a replica of Govardhan Hill, and also Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur established Radha Kund here. And on the other side of this compound is Shama Kund. The deities are Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's worshipable deities of Gandharvika Giridhari, along with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You'll see on the dome of the temple, he has installed deities of the acharyas of the four sampradayas. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the essence from each of these four sampradayas. This he told Nimbarkacharya at Bilvavan, where we were just recently. He told him that from Madhvacharya, I will take the complete defeat of Mayavad philosophy and the worship of the deity of Krishna, understanding him to be the eternal supreme personality of Godhead himself. From the Ramanuja Sampradaya, he took the concept of pure devotional service, untinted, unstained by jnana or karma, and also service to the Vaishnavas. From Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, the sentiment of complete dependence on Krishna and the path of Raga Bhakti. And from the Nimbark Sampradaya, he took the necessity to take shelter of Srimati Radharani and to understand the supreme honor and dignity of the gopis' love for Krishna. So knowing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu extracted the essence of all the sampradayas and was actually the summum bonum of all of the realizations of the previous acharyas, he established a deity of each of these great acharyas on the temple, which you will see as you are doing parikrama of Gandharvika Giridhari and Mahaprabhu. We will also visit the Samadhi Mandir of Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, the Diksha Guru of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was the very embodiment of the deepest sense of renunciation. He was always absorbed in the ecstasies of the highest levels of separation from Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. He also was very, very strong to maintain the highest dignity of honesty and purity within our sampradaya. Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Then we will go to the backside where we will offer our deepest desire to surrender at the lotus feet of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur at his Samadhi Mandir. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is the spiritual master of our own spiritual master. And just before Srila Prabhupada embarked on his journey to the West, he came here to seek the blessings and the permission from his Guru Maharaj at this Samadhi. It is one of the most important sacred places in our lives. So we should be spending our time here in a very sincere mood of prayer, begging for the mercy of these great acharyas and seeking shelter at their lotus feet. We should be begging that we can, by their mercy, be genuinely detached from all materialistic conceptions and attachments to this world, and that we can wholeheartedly take shelter of the principle of being the servant of their servant of their servants, and thus help them in purifying the world through the chanting of the holy names. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai.